Frankenstorm is a wonderful euphemism for this weather event because, in a very real sense, just as a well-intentioned, though fictional, scientist constructed the freakish Frankenstein monster, so too did we help construct this freakish Frankenstorm weather. Actually, billions of all people using technologies developed by scientists constructed this new weather. Scientists, working with engineers, figured out how to build coal-fired steam engines, gasoline-fueled internal combustion car engines, and many other fossil fuel-burning constructs that drive our modern civilization, all the while emitting notorious greenhouse gases now accumulated so thickly in the atmosphere they have altered the planet's climate. It's all about unintended consequences. In the fictional story, Victor Frankenstein did not mean for his monstrous creation to run amok through the countryside any more than the inventors of gas-fired engines meant to pollute the air we breathe. It just turned out that way. This so-called Frankenstorm was predicted by weather scientists because modern climate and weather technologies enabled them to observe a cold front sweeping eastward across the North American continent on a collision path with an observed late-season tropical storm sweeping up the Atlantic coast. On their own, the two systems might have been uneventful, but united in collision, the two are anticipated to become a tempest that weather scientists predict could become a monster if the hybrid storm mixes with cold air, now dipping south from the Canadian Arctic. At the time of this writing, the so-called Frankenstorm has not yet come to fruition. So how can I say the weather is our responsibility? It's because human activities, including billions of people spewing atmosphere-changing carbon dioxide from billions of fossil-fuel-powered constructs, have altered the planet's climate, as observed by scientists who study this subject. And because all weather is a consequence of climate, any weather condition that happens today is ours to own. We know this because climate scientists have the observed data to prove it. Unfortunately, their warning voices are currently overwhelmed by more powerful voices pleading innocence of climate responsibility. With past catastrophic events, including hurricanes, snowstorms, earthquakes, and tornadoes, finger-pointing and blame-gaming make headlines, with focus on what our leaders did or did not do to, 1, anticipate this event, 2, prepare for its consequences, 3, warn people in harm's way, and 4, provide care and comfort needed in the aftermath of crisis and catastrophe. Technology and observation enabled scientists to anticipate this event and warn people in harm's way. It's our responsibility to heed their counsel, then prepare for and respond to this storm's consequences. We can complain about the weather, but I prefer we do something about it instead. And that starts with following scientists' counsel regarding the bigger issue that spawned this fleeting storm, a rapidly changing climate hastened by our modern constructs and activities. Call it our Frankenclimate, though, unlike its fable namesake, this is a reality we ignore at our own peril.